Hey. We are the Multimedia Men, and this is podcast number 17.
Dirty.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Andrew Conway.
Hey.
Gotti Elcon.
What's up?
Gwen Reyes.
Hi.
And Adam Conway. We are having a great time today. We have hot tea, cold tea, scotch, water, everything
scotch,
else.
Scotch.
So we have finally made it. When we first came up with this podcast, we thought one of our segments would be a NCAA style tournament bracket, but instead of a basketball team, we decided to do directors, our favorite directors. So we literally spent a couple days coming up.
This was
with
what are you doing?
with directors. With directors, we came up with 64, and we have finally narrowed them down after 17 weeks to 4. And there has been a lot of.
Do you know where you are?
Where am I?
We've narrowed it down to 4, and we've had a lot of fights. Friendships have been lost.
Let's get to the heart of this.
I will never talk to Gotti again.
Fuck you. This is literally the first conversation we had.
Yeah. Yes.
You weren't at that.
You weren't at that.
Say what?
Go ahead. Gotti.
Say what again?
No, yes. That's it.
That's all he has.
So, from our 64, we have come down to 4, and those are Steven Spielberg and John Hughes.
We have whittled it down.
Battling.
Whittle.
And John Carpenter and Danny Boyle.
How did John Carpenter make it this far?
I have no idea.
I was actually asking the same thing about Danny Boyle. I was like, how did I love Danny Boyle. How did Danny Boyle
shit.
Make it this far?
Danny might
yeah,
win
I know.
It.
Yeah. You should have lost a long time ago.
Fuck
y'all. Fuck all y'all.
But now that he's in the top 4, he might win it
Ridley
all.
Ridley Scott.
See, Gotti and I are back on teams together.
Ridley Scott should have won.
Team
no, he
Boyle.
Shouldn't have.
Team
did you
Boyle.
Watch the
Team
counselor?
Boyle.
Suck it.
I didn't, so I'm not.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, my bad.
So it's been crazy. Stanley Kubrick was X'd out, which is sad.
You all know who Brian
we had a good all. Argument why we X'd him out, though.
You didn't.
It's the only argument that works.
Hughes.
So
you shouldn't have put him against.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, it works if you don't put him
childhood
against.
Childhood darling.
Well, we did have an argument. We should have
we
randomized after the Sweet
yes.
16 so that all these horror bastards like Carpenter wouldn't make it this damn far.
We're a learning computer.
No offense to John Carpenter.
So when
but
we
he's
do
not
this
on the
again
same level.
And we prove that all the things we did in
correct.
2000
we're gonna do
were wrong.
We're going to do a bracket right. again, but it, for this last one, we're going to do the championship
for
the championship match,
podcast.
And then we're going 50. To
how far would Sydney
do
make it?
Live
huh?
the winner, the all time greatest director.
The moment when I pull out my Hulk.
What Hulk do you mean live? Are we not live right now? I'm confused.
Well, we're gonna. Well, so usually we all
I'm gonna wreck
know our picks beforehand.
You mean Sydney?
But none of us know our number one picks yet.
Oh, I'll stab one of you.
So here we
oh,
go.
Oh, everyone knows who the number one pick is.
I sent you my number one pick. I'll change
yeah,
it.
We know
Brian
it's
Brian knows what ours are.
Oh.
So
we don't know.
We don't.
So, Gotti, you liked Carpenter?
So, let's start with
what?
Steven Spielberg versus John Hughes.
Really? You can start there?
Really?
We'll
really?
Start there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, oh. that's a real battle?
What? Steven Spielberg across the board.
Of course.
Yeah.
He advances
yeah.
to the
There's
championship
no
game.
John
is there
Hughes,
no answer?
Hughes
has made it this far.
Hughes deserves to be in the top of Steven Spielberg.
But it's interesting because Spielberg and John Hughes have both been in our childhood.
And
yes.
they both make thematically films that are very similar.
They
that
show children better than other people.
One thing about Steven Spielberg that John Hughes doesn't have is the fact Steven Spielberg can do almost any genre, and he's found success in it. And he's done the family film. He's done
the
war epic. He's done the Holocaust.
So is that
film.
Why Spielberg moves on? Because he's done war.
Yes,
he's done space.
He's got a really great auteur, and but he's also got an ability to do every genre.
Yes.
And he can do an indie as well. I'm sure he could do an indie as well.
But
as he could
to
do...
give the argument to Hughes, even though I voted for Spielberg, Hughes did write most of his material. He did come up with these stories. Spielberg didn't come up with any of this.
But
problem.
That's not that's the thing about being a writer.
The most
that's
writing.
Right.
That's
the,
like
the
an
fact
it's
that,
ability to separate
but
himself.
To be a
that's
director,
right.
is it only taking someone else's work and making it brilliant, or is it coming up with a singular idea and a story and a plot line and then bringing it to the screen. I think Hughes does that better than anyone else.
He does that flawlessly. You're correct. But the fact is that Steven Spielberg is able to do it across the board.
Yeah.
And the fact that...
And he could take anybody's script and make it a great film.
Yes. And his...
His worst films are great.
Yeah. And also the fact that you see Steven's essence in all that he does. When you watch a Steven Spielberg movie, you know...
Especially Indiana Jones.
Even if you look at something like AI, which is not a film I particularly love, he took Kubrick's mission and image and then made it.
Did
his
Hughes
own
have film. A bad film?
There was definitely elements of both directors. You could see it in that movie.
I would like to say Pretty in Pink is not a particularly great film.
I would argue that most people would say it is a good film.
Was the Terminal?
No, John. That's why John Hughes made it so far.
Terminal was a Spielberg.
I liked that bad film, but you know every director can have a bad
film
here and there.
It's
a growing process.
Terminal.
Hughes didn't have a lot of bad films.
But that's okay.
Well, he only directed 9 films, though.
But they're all flawless. That's why Boyle's argument, when we come up to it in a minute, is a similar argument.
Yeah,
because he had a bad film.
We'll see. But
so I think. Go ahead.
Spielberg won, hands down.
Spielberg won.
It's a tough competition.
Let's be honest.
It's
not that we don't love the dearly departed John Hughes.
We love
John
Hughes.
We all love John Hughes.
That's why
we made it to the final four.
We brought him this far.
When I was first brought onto this podcast as a guest who just decided never to leave, Brian lovingly loaned me his copy of Breakfast Club, and I will be honest with you, I still haven't watched it.
It's crazy to me. It's crazy.
It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
I did watch it while I was getting my hair blown out the other day. But
what does that mean?
It's getting my hair blown out.
Oh, okay.
It looks nice, by the way.
Thank you. It's on its fourth day. It's gross. You don't want to smell it.
Well,
I smell it. All right.
It smells like Christmas trees. Weird.
Oh. All right. So that Spielberg won.
Weird.
Well, let's go to John Carpenter versus Danny Boyle.
Is this an argument?
Well,
did you vote Carpenter?
I voted Carpenter.
He voted Carpenter.
Everybody else voted Danny Boyle. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why John Carpenter.
We're right, and you're wrong.
That's not true.
The same, yeah.
I went back and looked at Carpenter movies, and I went back and looked at Danny Boyle movies.
And you change your vote?
I do not. Carpenter, I think, wins, and I'll tell you why.
You were such a big fan of Boyle throughout this whole thing.
I have fought so hard,
and you were so mad at us that we picked John Carpenter.
I can't even think of a John Carpenter movie.
After the '80s, what did Carpenter do?
They Live, Halloween, They Live, Big Trouble in Little China.
After the '80s, what did Carpenter do? But all his films are amazing. That's why he's made it
terrible.
Smart. He's got
that's not a
great
terrible
films,
movie.
Vampires, great
terrible
characters that he's.
Isn't he still alive?
He's able to
yeah,
do
yeah, 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 yeah.
Why is he not making movies?
Right, he made The Ward like a year or two ago.
Terrible.
The what?
The Ward.
The what?
Yeah.
Exactly.
We fell right into that one, Brian.
I'm looking at Boyle's movies, and he's made great movies. Trainspotting, Trance, 28 Days Later,
Shallow Grave, which
Shallow
I just
Grave
rewatched recently.
Oh, yeah.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Unnerving.
But when I made my decision to go with Carpenter,
Trainspotting is his favorite.
And it was a difficult decision.
Shallow Grave and A Lifeless Ordinary.
Millions?
I don't like A Lifeless Ordinary.
Go back and rewatch it. I just rewatched it a week ago and it's really good.
But I feel that Carpenter, a world without Carpenter in it with his movies is a worse world than...
He's a better composer.
Boyle. Because I think Boyle...
But
other
Boyle
people can make Danny
aesthetic
Boyle's
and
movies.
And Boyle knows his aesthetic and he can apply his aesthetic to almost anything. Which
and
goes back to like
Spielberg. The
Spielberg
thing, exactly. That's
being
one reason
able to
why
apply his aesthetic to almost anything.
Boyle's
like,
had the balls to do every different type
exactly
of genre.
Yeah, and
that's
I was
true
gonna say, like when I watch Shallow Grave and then I watch Lifeless Ordinary, Shallow Grave being like a psychological thriller.
Noir.
And noir, exactly. And then having A Lifeless Ordinary being a romantic comedy, they both have Danny Boyle essence
yes
in them.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing. Where I don't think John Carpenter, he stayed within his own genre.
He does. It's all like sci-fi, horror, action sort of thing. But it's
and he was great at
really
that.
Really well done.
Exactly. He's like John. He's exactly like John Hughes in a sense because of the fact that John Hughes sort of stayed in what he was
yes
comfortable
and
with.
I would say out
so
of the
Carpenter
genre directors, John Carpenter would be like one of the best.
And that's how he made it so far. That's definitely why Carpenter
is,
made it this far.
Let's
he
be honest.
The
these are
director
the genre. These are each bracket's
yeah
winners.
He's the genre
this
director.
This final
he's
four
the
is
that
the best of what they do.
Yeah,
the argument though is for the who's the best comes down to do they do stuff outside of what they do best. Spielberg and Boyle do it.
So Halloween, The Thing, and They Live, in addition to like 28 Days Later, Trainspotting, and Slumdog Millionaire. Which
yeah
I'd rather have Carpenter's side.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
If you take away Boyle, I would not.
Because I would wonder what John Carpenter's romantic comedy would be like. Whereas I know what Danny Boyle's romantic comedy is.
It'd be like Big Trouble in Little China. There would be no kiss at the end.
See, that's not a romantic comedy.
If you can't go outside of your own
It is romantic.
Yeah,
it is definitely romantic.
It's definitely a good argument, though. But Carpenter definitely has so many...
Are you a great director if you master only one element of directing, or are you a great director because you master all of them?
I mean, that goes back to
these two guys mastered all of them.
That goes back to my issue with David Fincher, where David Fincher knows exactly what he's doing, and his what he was doing was amazing and wonderful, but if you took him out of that genre, if you took him out of anything that he was doing, he wouldn't be able to do it. Like, you could not give David... You could not give David Fincher a... version of The Heat.
Yeah.
You cannot get him to do that.
Well, the argument, though, in these things, too, is the fact
that'd be really weird, too.
You find what you're good at, too. Like, you know, Hughes found what he was good at.
Billy got
robbed. Carpenter found what he was good
at,
stuck with it. And, should we actually fault them for staying within what they want to do?
But you're not a great director if you can't do all kinds of
things. They got to the final four. It's not like we're saying he's a shitty director. I'm just saying he's not...
I'm just trying to change your mind.
You
Carpenter
won't.
Will
you
go
won't.
To
but
a championship.
It would be upsetting. Like, I think if we had like Billy Wilder back in this argument, like Billy Wilder is in the same vein where he can do any single genre.
Your boy Sydney would be a better argument.
Cassavetes.
Sydney's jumping.
Terrible. He does the same movie every single time.
But I feel Boyle is on the same lines as Spielberg. Like, he's like a mini Spielberg. He's on his way to Spielberg status.
He's a more like coked out. Methamphetamine version.
Yes, Spielberg.
We can argue about whoever is better than these two. We all know they're going to lose to Spielberg. That's
hey, how'd that go?
I don't know if Boyle loses.
It was something
Spielberg.
Well,
we don't know
yet.
We don't
know. On her bedpost.
Oh.
So Boyle wins, and nobody's switching to Carpenter.
No, sadly. We
Ryan,
love John Carpenter.
And also, it doesn't help that Danny Boyle is my favorite director. So
okay, so. The championship game is Steven Spielberg and Danny Boyle. They have made it to the final two, the championship. So now we're going to go around the table. The final countdown. To the best director out of our bracket.
That's what I was trying to look
We're going to have to pay a licensing fee.
Oh, yeah. Let's not get sued, bro.
I found some Europe.
We're not selling this.
Version. Like,
didn't work out for you.
It didn't work out.
So to the bracket. The ultimate director. I'm going to start with Gotti.
Why?
Steven Spielberg. And Danny Boyle.
I'll go first. Don't be scared.
Is it the Jew or the British?
I know. It's really hard for me to say this. But I think I've really not seen... a Danny Boyle film that I felt I couldn't watch again. There are films of Spielberg that I question whether I could watch them again.
Mm-hmm. That's a bold statement.
But for why? But for what reasons? Like,
what movie?
War Horse.
Well, everyone has a bad movie. You know.
Oh, and I will
1942.
Say, I will also say AI is one that I will
AI
never
I would
watch
never
again.
Watch
AI is
again.
Amazing.
AI is amazing.
I came home from that movie and told my mother that she could never see that movie because she'd get ideas.
Watch
but
that
you would
movie.
Never want to watch.
I take you to the forest and leave.
But there's movies of his that you won't watch.
Yeah, you
will
watch whenever you can.
AI is amazing.
It's
E.T.
Say,
Jaws.
Jurassic Park.
Okay. So would
you want to live in a world without Jurassic Park, E.T. and Jaws?
I don't want to live in a world where the American Tale doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Wait a second. Let him.
Fievel. Fuck Fievel's
let
in
him,
this.
Damn it!
But that's a production. Well, he didn't direct it.
Yeah, he didn't direct that.
He also produced a lot of
but
stuff. Goonies.
Boyle or Spielberg?
Yes.
The ultimate director.
He said Boyle.
No, no. Wait.
He hasn't said anything yet.
We're changing his mind.
He's so handsome.
It's hard to not vote Steven Spielberg because I think Spielberg created the blockbuster. Spielberg created... how to showcase film like no one else.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I mean, E.T. alone, I mean...
And
he's going to have a lot more films in National Registry than Danny Boyle ever will.
Who has more Oscars?
Well, Spielberg's got more than God. Schindler's List won a 12 alone.
But he didn't win for it, did he? He didn't win
Schindler's List won Best Director.
He's won two.
Saving Private Ryan didn't win Best Director.
No, it was only Schindler's List.
Scorsese did.
Yeah. Spielberg is only Schindler's List.
Well,
then
the Oscars are shitty. Then let's say that the Oscars are shitty. We'll get to that another day.
And Boyle did for one director for Slumdog.
He won everything for Slumdog.
I'll say this: I don't think anyone can make the film Steven Spielberg has made. I think someone could come along and do what Danny's done.
So who is it?
Spielberg.
That's one. One for Spielberg. All right.
Yeah. Is it not going to be Spielberg all the way?
Spielberg, Boyle.
I'll go next.
Yeah.
Oh. I really love Danny.
You'll go. Adam will go next.
I feel real sad now.
Adam, go.
Ahead.
Spielberg.
Spielberg.
No argument?
You like there's Boyle
no
doesn't.
There's no like turmoil.
It's just him?
No. Not for it's me. Always not for
been,
me.
It's always been Spielberg.
It hasn't always been Spielberg, but it's the
since
best
day one, left. It's always been
okay.
Spielberg.
Choose me. Love me.
Okay.
I say Jaws, E.T., Close Encounters, Jurassic Park. Those, you know.
All right. Andrew?
That's the Mexican
argument right there. Andrew, Spielberg or Boyle?
Spielberg or Boyle.
Are you going to say Boyle? Are you the only one?
I might be the only one.
It's hard to say.
Yeah,
Boyle
I can't
Spielberg.
Say Boyle. I've been against Boyle a lot in this bracket, thinking that he's great, but I don't think he's
so Spielberg.
Better than Ridley Scott.
Definitely Spielberg.
That's
right.
Definitely Spielberg.
Okay, that's three.
No Billy Wilder though.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
We'll not do
yeah.
that one.
Gwen.
Billy
got
no
Sidney
Lumet
later.
The lovely Gwen. Spielberg or Boyle.
I'm gonna go. It's funny because I think I've seen more Spielberg films than I have with Boyle because I still haven't seen Sunshine.
Oh my God,
Sunshine's great.
That's like one of his greatest.
I haven't
films.
Seen Sunshine. I've never seen The Beach. Those
Beach is great too.
Still in Millions. I haven't seen that.
Millions. One.
Oh,
so you
my
haven't
God.
Seen any more movies.
So you're going.
With... But I can see the difference between all the ones I've seen and the thread that connects in all of.
Well, here's
films.
The thing: are there any Spielberg movies you haven't seen?
Oh yeah, never seen Jaws.
You've never seen Jaws?
Wow.
Oh my!
Well, then how can you even vote? That's just...
yeah, but
she's seen with what she's seen. Spielberg
yeah,
or Boyle,
based on the body of work that you've seen, it's definitely a tough choice. But
because here's my problem is I can't
it's not,
imagine.
This isn't a tough choice. The other
to,
ones
work. I'm having a hard time deciphering between
easy.
Like if there was no Steven Spielberg in this world, there was no Danny Boyle in this world, because both of them produced really great films that they didn't necessarily direct. For
yes.
you know, like. Like American Tail. Which,
so if there was no Steven Spielberg, that's come on.
That's what I'm coming down
come
to.
Come on.
But
that's what swayed me.
But my problem is with
exactly
the directing. I've always found Spielberg, although his films are beautiful and wonderful, I've always found the main theme of a lost father being a terrible dad is a huge issue for me. And so I've always enjoyed Danny Boyle's coked out ridiculousness in his films. And I like that he could add that thread to
it's
any
It's hard film. To blame a director for putting his own human
no, exactly.
touch into
yeah.
And that's the thing is I'm coming down to that, though, is that Spielberg has been dealing with that same issue since 1975. And Danny Boyle...
But he's done it in every genre.
He
imaginable.
Has done it in every genre.
That takes guts
I'm
gonna like
go,
no one else.
I'm
going
to go with Danny Boyle because Trainspotting to this day is still my favorite film. And I don't want to live in a world... I would rather live in a world with no E.T., than without a world without
crazy.
That's shocking.
That's blasphemy.
Yeah.
I couldn't get to that point.
Yeah,
no I love Boyle, but I couldn't get to the point. Because
I look at their films that are their to me the best films in their genre, and I would rather live in a world with no E.T. than
no Jurassic
than
Park.
No. I would rather live in a world with no Jurassic Park.
Oh, sorry.
Than no Trainspotting. Wow.
Couldn't do it.
I would rather live in a world with no Jurassic Park than. No,
I can live in a world easily without 127 hours.
Yeah, there's movies I hate, like 127 hours, but I love Lifeless Ordinary. So I would rather live in a world without that than a Lifeless Ordinary.
Wow.
That's a bold statement.
That is definitely
right.
bold.
Where's I like
your,
it.
What's your bitch asking about?
I'm going Spielberg, and I'll tell you why.
Jews stick together.
I'll tell you why. Because of the opening scene in Jaws, because of the chase on the bikes in E.T., because... of
the mashed potato sculpting.
No, because of Richard Dreyfuss finally realizing he gets to go on
I
the
think
ship.
That's all truncated by Ewan McGregor jumping into a toilet and it turns out to be an ocean. That is the boldest sequence I've ever seen on film. He jumped into a shit-filled toilet and jumped
that is
into
good.
An ocean,
but,
and then saw a baby crawling on the
which
fucking
is so funny
ceiling.
Because when I was rewatching *Shallow Grave*, which was Danny Boyle's first
yeah.
directorial, it was his first feature. They had that baby. They had a baby scene that later was transposed into *Trainspotting*, and it blew my fucking mind the other day.
I agree with you. There's an iconic
it's
element in
iconic.
All of Spielberg. But Danny Boyle has put up stuff that no one has ever even imagined on screen.
We would not
having
have
a baby
the
crawl on that and showcase the impact of what heroin does to your mind. No guy has the balls to do that in your second film. Not even Spielberg. I'm changing my vote.
Yes,
Danny to Boyle.
Boyle
you're changing my vote. You change
has
your vote
done
to Boyle.
Stuff that no other director has had the balls to do it.
But
3 and 2
stuff. That's from source material. That's from his personal.
But to imagine to do that on screen is ballsy.
But okay,
Spielberg never wrote any of his material.
But he took
all his source material. Jurassic Park was not him. That's
Michael Craig. Trainspotting was Danny Boyle.
The Boulder scene.
Danny Boyle. Danny Boyle and Steven Spielberg have never written their own scripts. But they know who to come to.
Exactly.
They know their
Let me ask you this question. If you read Jurassic Park as a book, are you just as scared as you see the movie? Yes. If you read 127 hours biography compared to what you saw him when he's cutting his damn arm off, that sequence alone is better than the book. And that book is horrifying. Trainspotting is a genius book, but is it better than what you see Ewan McGregor go through? No!
So are you officially changing?
I'm officially changing. Danny Boyle has done stuff with material where he takes it past what the writing has done, and no other director can say that.
Spielberg does it in all of his films. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that moment, you live that moment.
You're on the piano keys.
But that doesn't matter. But let's look at Schindler's List. Let's look at Munich with the...
You know, it's Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan. Tom Hanks' death scene in Saving Private Ryan. You're there with him. You feel for him. You cry.
As much about saving his death in Saving Private Ryan. That's true. You cry. 5 minutes of Captain Phillips.
That's a bold statement, but no, there's no way. Tom Hanks. There's so many movies that Spielberg has that iconic scene that just you it lives with you. When you think about that scene in Jaws at the beginning. You think about E.T. going across the moon. There's so many iconic things.
That's not what Gotti's saying. Gotti's saying
I love those sequences and they hit my heart like everyone else. But for a director to do something that is completely shocking to me and goes past what I think you could do with film, that takes a different mind.
I feel
Spielberg
like
did that with Saving Private Ryan with the first
thing. It's not the best war film. I've seen war films that are better than Saving Private Ryan.
At D-Day, nobody did that handheld stuff on the beach beforehand. That was milestone.
I would like to present an argument that goes with what Gotti's presenting, which is Spielberg created his career off of doing something different thematically in film and cinematically, which was the whole panning and
him doing a lower
and then he
view.
Hasn't done anything special since then that nobody
he
else
created
has done.
The blockbuster
he created the blockbuster in
he did not create no time out
Jaws
he,
was
he didn't
very
set
first.
Out to create a blockbuster
he didn't.
That movie was
he
a failure
movie.
In his mind it barely got to fucking screen it became a blockbuster
and,
because of the hype system behind it E.T. became a
and
blockbuster
what he, did
with because
it. He took it through the editing process and he made it what it was.
No, he didn't.
No,
he failed at
editor.
What he wanted to do. If he'd made the film he wanted to, Jaws would not be the way it is. He had to redo the fucking shark. He had to redo all the water sequences. All that shit was a failure on his part. It's brilliant that he got it accomplished and done. It became a blockbuster because of the marketing behind it. Danny Boyle has never waited for his marketing to make his
films.
He's made Trainspotting is an iconic film, not because some genius marketed a heroine story, but because no one had the balls to show that on screen. Spielberg is the maybe the greatest blockbuster filmmaker. Danny Boyle is the only filmmaker to do what he's done. He's become an icon by doing material that no one else would have the balls to do. No one would take the book of Trainspotting and think, I can make it.
It's a completely untappable book to read. It took me a year and a half to finish that book.
It's like we're making
really
film.
And
for
what he stole from that was the fact that he's like, okay, there's multiple stories, and what I have to focus on is one that starts and ends.
And then, by the way, the movie that has been Danny Boyle's biggest movie is the one movie where he goes completely outside of his box.
Yes.
And he goes and makes a movie in India.
Yep.
With an Indian lead and two Indian leads, and tells a love story.
Dev is British.
But he's Indian.
It's true. Dev is British, but to set it in India, to showcase India.
But
like
that also goes back to exactly right, though. That was completely out of his comfort zone. He had not done anything like that before.
Has Spielberg
that's
made
not a movie? That's not a movie you're going to want to watch over and over again. There's no way.
No, but has
no,
he gone out of his comfort zone? As a great
you,
director,
tell me how many times you watched Slumdog Millionaire this year.
Only once.
How has Spielberg
But I've seen 28
himself?
Days Later as many times
as I've seen
Jurassic. He
challenges himself all the time by doing different genres.
I think Spielberg reads really good material. He got the book for Schindler's List, by the way, in an airport. Okay, the guy gave it to him, and he read it, and he thought, okay, I can do this. But he himself said he didn't think he could do it. He wanted another director to do it.
Well, look what he did with, like, Minority Report. That was just a short story, and he turned it into a great movie. And also, Catch Me If You Can was actually way better than the book.
But he takes great material and adds his own meaning to it.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's Minority Report. That's what
makes him the greatest director.
But then Boyle goes outside of the book.
Look at the book of Jaws.
This isn't an easy choice for me to flip.
Look at the book
of Jaws. I completely understand what Spielberg's greatness is.
We all love you, Spielberg.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
He still won.
I know.
Spielberg gets three.
We like your argument, but it's in the end, Spielberg wins.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But to sit there and say that,
I just want Mr. Boyle to know that I went down fighting.
Yeah, I switched my
vote. I like Boyle. I do.
Boyle's great. That's why he's made it as far as he had.
That's me.
There's no arguing. Steven Spielberg. There's no arguing. There's no changing my mind.
No, let's go with another director. If Kubrick was in this, your argument would be the same argument we're making about Danny Boyle. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's true.
Kubrick did shit no one else did.
No, I would say Kubrick was a better filmmaker and knew exactly every detail was mentioned to. Otherwise,
but that's not why Kubrick's Kubrick. Don't tell me Kubrick's great because he has details down to a pin.
No, because
he's great because he makes some. Yeah. Fincher is a thousand takes and he gets his goddamn moment. Kubrick was that, but Kubrick's mind was
Kubrick is on another level.
Why? Not because of his details. It's because of his ballsy nature. Right?
Which is a
he took a Stephen King book and flipped the entire fucking book. He took that book and said, you know what? I don't want to go with the way Stephen King
did it. He pulled a Boyle on that one because it's exactly the same as it was with Trainspotting.
Trainspotting didn't end the same either.
No, Trainspotting, so, where Trainspotting ends in the film is halfway through the book. There was a whole bunch of shit.
Now you take War Horse, a film that Steven Spielberg did, where if you read Michael Morpurgo's real War Horse, you cry when you read that book. I didn't cry a moment during War Horse.
I bawled
now,
like a baby.
Now, Saving Private Ryan, I agree with you.
Yeah.
There was
Horse. There's like a book. What about the Indiana Jones trilogy? The Last Crusade.
I will not watch War Horse.
Indiana Jones. Characters he's developed and he's created that are iconic that have lived with everybody.
And neither did Boyle, but Boyle took them to another level.
But Boyle...
I've never seen...
Spielberg took them to another level.
Okay.
Did he?
No.
Yes.
It's decided Spielberg won over Boyle, even though Boyle is great. We like Boyle.
Would you have voted for Kubrick?
I don't know. But I'll say this. I'm gonna add
Spielberg
all
the way.
If it was Kubrick versus Spielberg, I'd still vote for Spielberg.
I'm gonna add this as like a sub improv thing right now to y'all. Quickly tell me your answer
all the way around.
I'm gonna give me your answer really quick. This is sub right now. Since Spielberg won, he's our champion, and we didn't have these people on our list to start with. If we had Coen Brothers on this list, Coen Brothers or Spielberg, go.
Spielberg in a heartbeat.
Coen Brothers or Spielberg.
Spielberg.
Coen Brothers or Spielberg?
Spielberg.
Spielberg. Spielberg? Coen Brothers are probably in top four.
Coen Brothers over
Boyle.
But I
hate Coen
Brothers over Boyle.
Coen Brothers movies that I love.
Coen Brothers over Carpenter.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would,
that's my problem.
You know,
just curious.
It's an argument, but I would still pick
Coen
Boyle
Brothers
over Coen
are
Brothers.
Huge, and we did not have them in our top 64.
Yeah, and that was something I brought up. I was like, I completely
Well, how about if we sped this up 10 years? Okay, there's a lot of directors I would rethink. I would think... Fincher will do something great still. I think Coen Brothers will continue to do what
Arnosky.
They're doing.
Oh, Boyle's still going,
but
too.
But I also
Boyle
think
might,
Boyle will blow away
change.
Everyone.
He might change my opinion.
I think when
a freaking amazing film.
It's he was in the championship, so he's a winner.
Yes.
He's in the finals.
So,
he's
the runner-up.
Okay,
so,
what other directors do you have? This is fun. Let's do this one.
That was all I had.
Is there
Coen
a female director
a...
that we could have replaced Penny Marshall
with?
We had Bigelow. We had Bigelow, and we had Penny Marshall. And we had Spike Lee. We didn't have John Singleton, though.
What has John Singleton done outside of his early work, though? I haven't enjoyed his recent films.
What did he
films.
Do?
He did Biker Boys.
I did not enjoy Biker
Boys. I liked Biker Boys.
How?
Don't be a menace.
Decent.
Society.
All right, so that's our
awesome
bracket.
Y'all.
That one, it took 17 weeks. We're going to do another one starting the first of the year.
You suggestions of what you'd like to see.
Yeah, let us know your favorite director.
If you put Michael Bay on it, I hope you burn in hell.